You're listening to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. The fate of abortion access in Wyoming may soon be up to the state's Supreme Court. A Teton County judge has ruled it's time for the High Court to decide if the state's near-total and medical abortion bans are constitutional. But as Jackson Hole Community Radio's Hannah Mersbach reports, that's if the court even decides to take up the case.
The Wyoming Supreme Court has previously denied similar requests to rule on the future of abortion, saying there wasn't enough of a factual record and sending it back to the lower court. But this time around may be different. University of Wyoming law professor Ken Chestick says this case is more developed and that it's widely accepted that no matter what, it'll end up in the hands of the Supreme Court.
Whoever loses this lawsuit at the trial court will appeal at the Supreme Court. So this is a way of getting it there more quickly, I think.
The Teton County judge asked the High Court to weigh in on 14 questions about if the state's abortion bans violates Wyomingites' rights to equal protection, due process, and religious freedom. But one question reigns over all.
Does this law violate that right to health care? If not, then we'll get to the other issue.
Chestick, also a Democratic state representative, says if the court takes the case up, a decision won't come for another 6 months, at a minimum. In the meantime, abortion remains legal in Wyoming. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Wyoming will need to build tens of thousands of housing units by 2030 if it wants to keep up with demographic shifts and an aging population. That's according to a new state report. Rent prices have increased at higher rates than incomes, and home prices have skyrocketed even faster. That means thousands of low-income units must be built, especially in the southwest part of the state and Natrona County. Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis said in a recent committee meeting that without housing, nothing in your life works.
Without housing, nothing in your community works either. Not your neighborhoods, not your workforce, not your business, and not your economic growth.
She says higher interest rates and bureaucratic red tape are contributing to a nationwide housing gap, and she wants to reduce spending, eliminate construction barriers, and reform loan systems to help solve the issue. Governor Mark Gordon vetoed a bill that would have established a $75 million legal fund for the state to sue the federal government over its land use policies. Senate File 13 argues the U.S. Constitution recognizes the Wyoming legislature's jurisdiction over its own land. In his veto letter, Gordon said the bill was, quote, a clear attempt to cross, blur, and trample the line of separation between our equal branches of government, unquote. The latest flashpoint over federal management of Wyoming lands emerged last year after the BLM released its preferred draft management plan for Rock Springs. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.